The federal court in South Australia has granted a native title claim over about two-thirds of the Eyre Peninsula, including the coast between Port Augusta and Port Lincoln. The Bungala people filed the claim two decades ago. Their representatives say the judgment is a huge win and could set a precedent for claims in settled areas. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
Applause broke out in the courtroom when the judgment was handed down. It continued outside as a large group of Bungala people celebrated the win. It's been almost 20 years since the claim was first launched. Bungala man Elliot McNamara says the judgment was very emotional.
Just a very, very historical day for my people. To win the case with Justice Manful today is something that we've waited for a long time for.
And how important is this for the next generation, for your children and their children?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. They can grow up now and there's no uncertainty about where they belong. They can be the proud people that we always have been, but now we've been recognised as the traditional owners of that area.
Outside the court, Bungala woman Yvonne Abdullah said she was overwhelmed by the decision.
It's going to mean a lot, but it's hard to explain because we've waited for years and years and went through all this. I think we're still trying to come to terms with it.
She says it was difficult to celebrate because some of the original claimants have died.
The ones who starred, all the old people that's not around, are getting emotionally. This is what they fought for and this is what we carried on from there in their footsteps, and I think we owe it to them for how far we've come now.
And do you think that they're here in some sense?
I believe they are.
The more than 44,000 hectare area of the group's claim was almost triangular in shape and encompassed the coast between Port Augusta and Port Lincoln and the surrounding land and seas. Its northern edge skirted along the Gawler Ranges westward, reaching towards Ceduna. The area covered the cities of Port Augusta, Whyalla and Port Lincoln and affected 13 other councils, along with a number of commercial fishers, pastoralists, mining companies and Crown land. Justice John Mansfield excluded Port Augusta, the seas south of Port Lincoln and the Upper Spencer Gulf Islands when awarding the claim. While the towns won't be covered, the areas around them will. The group's solicitor, Philip Tietzel, says the decision could set a legal precedent.
It's previously been understood that it's very difficult to establish a native title claim where there has been long-established European communities. I think what has been achieved with today's decision is that can be considered now so that there may be wider ramifications for where there is large settled communities, then there can still be coexistence of native title.
Has it happened in other states or territories?
I'm not sure that it has happened in other areas with highly densely settled populations. I'm not sure there has been a similar decision in any area in Australia to that effect. Mostly major decisions deal with more remote areas.
He says local government and companies will have to consult with Bungala on certain developments. Elliot McNamara says possible economic benefits aren't yet known.
Look, we haven't looked at any of that at the moment, but also look at how we want to work with industries, with pastoralists, and if it's a mining industry, how can we actually work together in a cohesive relationship? And if there's positive outcomes of our people getting employment opportunities, but actually getting into business ourselves.
Some Bungala people now want to push forward with other native title claims.
Natalie Whiting.